Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, it's time for Walken's Week.
One man's quest to discover everything there is to know in the world. This is Walken's Week.
Well, hey, everybody. Christopher Walken's here in the studio with us. Welcome, sir.
Hello. Nigel.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, Nigel, I'm good now. You might have noticed that I haven't really been in the limelight for a while, and, well, it's kind of a personal problem that I had.
What exactly was going on?
It's none of your fucking business, Nigel.
Okay,
we gotta play this game again?
I was just asking
we
a
spent,
question.
We spent, what, 2 years talking to each other every week or whatever on that Footcast show that you did?
On Hoofcast, right?
Yeah, on Footcast. And then I had to up and bitch slap your asses so I could get the fuck out of there and say goodbye forever.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to know. I mean, you're back now, obviously. We're happy. And I just wanted to know what happened that you said you
had
some
a fucking goiter, all right? I had a fucking goiter on my neck, you know? Around my swallow thing.
Epiglottis?
Did you just fucking call me a hippo?
No, never mind. It doesn't matter.
It's my apple. My Adam's apple.
Yeah.
Not my butthole. My apple. Not asshole. I know that's what you were thinking.
All right, well, goiter? I mean, I thought those disappeared somewhere in, like, the 1800s. Like,
Now, read a book.
It's by a...
They're still around.
It's an iodine deficiency, isn't it?
Huh?
Well, I thought you get goiters from, like, low iodine in your diet.
Why don't you just fucking explain what this show is about? Since nobody listens to the show anymore, I know your Footcast thing got canceled or something, and nobody fucking listens to my show anymore.
Anyway,
not that I'm upset, but I haven't been around for a while because I got fired. I had a goiter.
We can just start fresh. So let's just take a moment and explain, you know, how this show works. So, Christopher Walken has agreed to go out into the world, you know, kind of be our man on the street. That's
Walken with an O.
So, he's kind of agreed to go out and, you know, every week he'll be walking around and he'll just go see...
Walken. Get it?
Yeah.
With an O.
Like Chinese food?
Not like walk on. I'll be walking on.
Anyway... So he's kind of agreed to just go out and kind of see the world, and then every week he wants to come in here to the studio and just kind of tell us, share a little bit of a tidbit of, you know, what he learned in the last week, you know, throughout being in the world.
So, to paraphrase, I do shit, I come back here, I explain it.
Yeah, everybody just wants to hear him talk about stuff. That's all I really care about, right?
Everybody loves the sound of my voice. It's soothing. I'm pretty sure that there's old ladies somewhere who... sit the speaker down on the ground, and then they droop their lips on it, and then they, like, you know, well, you know.
Anyway, yeah. Well, let me just get this started off here. Christopher, what was Walken's week?
Well, Nigel, since you asked so politely, this week I discovered that all men with goatees are secretly genies.
I have a goatee.
Yeah. So I want my fucking wishes.
Who? Okay.
Genies, they are fucking... obvious.
Like,
look at it. Okay. Take a picture of a genie in any book.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Well, it's just because... Isn't it because most of the genies are from, like, Middle Eastern, like, mythology, and everybody over there has beards anyway?
Oh, is that some sort of racist joke against people in the Middle East?
No.
It's hot over there.
So you're saying that all those people are genies?
Yes.
So the ones that flew into the World Trade Center were also genies?
That is the most despicable thing you have ever said. Genies grant the wishes.
Well, don't you think the world would be a completely different place if there was that many genies around?
There are tons of genies. How do you think anything gets done? Haven't you watched that Ancient Alien show?
I have not.
Yeah. Study up. They're genies. Okay, so you brought up the horrible, despicable memory of 9/11. Every single one of those dudes was a genie, but they weren't actually genies. What they were was like a hologram genie. That way they didn't have to die. Somebody over there in the Japan or whatever, they were making wishes. They were like, oh, I hate them American people with the big buildings that resemble 11s.
So you're saying that people wished...
Somebody tracked down a genie, and they said, hey, go blow up them buildings.
So they wished for a crack team of, like, genies to fly planes into different buildings?
Yes, the genies flew into the buildings,
basically,
but they were holograms, all right?
They were like
they were
holographic versions of the Ocean's 11 cast.
I don't know what that is, but... So they're not holograms, all right? They were actual genies. So these genies, they go on, they slit these people's throats, they jump in front of the airline pilot guy,
mm-hmm.
they sit in his lap and they fly the plane, and then right before they hit the building, they zoom out on their magic carpet or whatever.
Why would they even need to be there to fly the plane in the first place?
Because somebody asked them to.
Oh.
You dumb motherfucker.
Well, going back to the point that you want your wishes for me.
Yes, I want my wishes, motherfucker.
What are your three wishes?
All right, so... You listening?
Yeah.
Listen hard. Open your ear holes. Number one, I want 3,000 tokens from Aladdin's castle.
Like, what is that, some sort of, like, ride in Disneyland?
No. You don't know what Aladdin's castle is?
I don't. Is that some... Is like a...
It's
casino?
The greatest place on Earth.
That's Disneyland.
No.
That's their
Disneyland's
slogan.
Disneyland's
full
of fucking...
I'm sure they trademarked that.
No, Aladdin's castle.
Is it like White Castle?
No.
Chuck E. Cheese.
It's Aladdin's castle, so it'd be Brown Castle, right?
I guess.
Aladdin's castle, you go in there, you play video games. It's an arcade, you stupid fuck.
So you want 3,000 tokens?
I want 3,000 tokens from fucking Aladdin's castle.
Okay.
That way I can win on the skee ball.
Okay. I could just, you know, I could just make it so that you just couldn't lose at the skee ball.
No, I don't want that.
All right.
That's like playing a video game with unlimited lives or whatever. It's not fun. There's no risk involved.
Well, now you're just splitting hairs. What's the next wish?
I want, you know, that ballroom in the Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah.
When you go in? I want one of those, but in my basement.
You don't already have one?
No.
I figured you're pretty affluent. You're a celebrity. You could have something like that installed at any time.
You know, it's Scrooge McDuck. You remember Scrooge?
Yeah.
He had like a whole vault
full of
gold coins, and he could swim in them and blow them up in the air with his spit. And he could, you know, swim in the coins.
Right.
Yeah,
and you
want
that.
With the
ball pit?
I want that with the balls.
Okay. So, giant
wish
ball
granted.
Pit, ball pit swimming pool.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Wish granted.
Yeah, it's done.
I don't. Well, I'll have to go check later, I guess.
Yeah, it'd take me a little bit for the coins because, you know, I gotta have somebody make them.
You're supposed to be able to snap your fingers and make, you know,
hey,
you snap your fingers, you fly into a building.
All right, okay. All right, okay. There. They're in your bank vault.
Okay.
I can't give them to you. You have 3,000 of them. That's a lot.
They don't take tokens at the Bank of America.
They're in the vault.
Are they in with my balls?
No, the balls are actually all in your house. They're in the basement already.
Okay. So when I go down there, I'm going to swim in the balls. That'd be kind of a fun game. I go down to the bottom of the balls and I find the tokens.
If you want, you can put them down there.
Yeah, put them down there.
All right, done.
Next thing, you could also throw this in with the coins at the bottom. I want a lifetime supply of Milk Duds.
So you want, but only available to you at the bottom of the ball pit. So you have to swim down and get them.
Yes.
All right. Sounds fair.
Yeah. Sounds fun to me. Sounds like the greatest time in my life.
So you just jump in there and you'd be bobbing for Milk Duds and for Aladdin tokens.
Yeah. Every day of my life. That'd be the greatest thing ever.
That does sound pretty fun, actually.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was Watkins Week, everybody.
Find more funny videos, blogs, and podcasts such as this one on pastecomedy.com. Dot com.